All right, guys. Well, welcome back to video question three. And video question three is, what do we do at Element Church? What's the strategy and the objectives? So we've kind of talked about who we are and what makes our heart beat, our passion. But now what do we kind of, how do we get at that? What's the objective? What's the strategy? Well, I talked about we're a life-giving local church and we're an ongoing campus investment. Let me lean into the first part of that quickly, is we are a life-giving local church. Our church, Element Church, consists of four different components. Now, there's some other things around the edges, but functionally, strategy-wise, and of course, I'll say this a couple times through this portion. Without the Spirit of God, all of this is just a waste of our time. The Bible says, unless God builds the house, they who labor build in vain. And we know that the Spirit of God has to breathe through all of this strategy and all of this structure, or it's just like a worldly organization. But with God's Spirit breathing into this, structure is helpful. And so at Element Church, we have kind of four main areas of structure. We have gatherings, we have groups, we have growth practices, and then we have serve teams. So I'll say that again. We have gatherings, we have groups, we have growth practices, and we have serve teams. Those are really the four main strategy areas for us as a local church, and I'll explain those to you. Number one, gatherings. We gather together on the weekends. Hopefully by now you've been to an Element Church gathering at, currently we're at the Kellogg Center. We believe that God's going to give us a home someday and we're going to have a building. Please be praying about that. And by the way, you can actually even give to that on our website. We have a future facility fund, but that's not the purpose of this video. Gatherings. We're gathering together on the weekends. We're getting together. And what we do in our gatherings is we come together to gather around God's word, to learn from his word. We come together to worship together. And we also come together to be a place where someone who does not yet know God can actually come in and have a space created with them in mind where they could get to know God. And that's really important for us. For us, we call it an attractional church. It's a place where we're thinking through, if you've not been to church or maybe you've not been to church in a long time, how can we create a space where you could come in and start to re-engage or maybe for a first time engage the things of God again? So for many of us, if we're young in our faith, we're coming into a Sunday gathering and we're receiving that. It's a space created where we're kind of drinking deep from that. For many of us, maybe if we've been walking with God for a long time, we're coming into a Sunday, yes, to receive from God, but we're receiving from God in a different way. And I shouldn't say in a different way, also in the first way, but we're additionally receiving from God by giving out and by serving and by thinking about our Sunday gathering experiences, not just for us, but for someone else. And so that's what we're doing on a Sunday gathering, is we are worshiping God. We're gathering around his word. We're obviously in community together. We're side by side and in community together. And then some of us are really heavily in receiving from that ministry on a Sunday morning. And some of us are moving into actually helping assist in serving others in that ministry on a Sunday. And we actually additionally are hearing from God's voice and receiving from God through the maturity step of serving other people. And so that's gatherings on a weekend. So the first thing is gatherings. And there's more I could go into there, but you just have to come experience it for yourself if you haven't. And if you have, there you go. Number two is groups. We call them e-groups. They're Element groups. They're not, a lot of people don't know what the E stands for. It stands for Element. They're Element groups. And so we do groups. And what that is it's smaller gatherings of people gathering together throughout the midweek, all different times, who are gathering together to grow and to pray and to build deeper community together. Sunday gatherings are great and we can build community there. But e-groups is really a place where we can go even deeper in community with each other. And e-groups, we like to say that true life change happens in the context of authentic relationships. And e-groups are an opportunity for us to build the fabric of those relationships. Now, can I be honest with you? You are not probably going to jump into an e-group like in one fall and like for a 10-week period go, you know what? I have life changed through this authentic community. No. Maybe God will breathe on it like that. Can I tell you, it's like a fabric. You've got to weave it together. It takes time. And it's going to take commitment, if I'm honest, from you to plug in and to continue to try to build relationship. And I'm imploring you, really, if this is going to be your church, I'm asking you to continue to lean into relationship. And in e-groups, that's one of the ways that we do that. And we group up through the midweek and we grow, we learn, and we pray together. You can actually access the current e-groups on our website. And all of that information is there on our website. So by the way, our website, theelement.church, you can get all this information there, but groups. So gatherings, groups. Number three is growth principles. And this for us is really kind of a distinctive of our church. We call them growth practices because we believe that each person is responsible for their own spiritual growth, development, and maturity. I'll say that again. Each person is responsible for their own spiritual growth, development, and maturity. Now, that's not to say that we can just do it by ourselves. We can't. We know that. We need each other. We need God's grace. There's a lot of things we need to be able to grow, but inside of the right environments, inside of the right relationships, really ultimately, there's still a responsibility that rests on us as the person who is I am responsible for my own spiritual growth, development, and maturity. And so what that means is that we need to practice things that help us move into maturity. Edwin Lewis Cole says this. He says, maturity has nothing to do with age, but the acceptance of responsibility. And our prayer for you and our prayer for all of us at Element Church is that we would continue to take next steps of maturity and grow. And one of the ways that we can do that is through these practices. Now, we have a lot of practices. I'm going to give you seven of them. But there's some that are consistent that we always do, and then there's some that can maybe change or maybe we'll emphasize differently in different seasons. But really, again, as I said before, these practices are almost like a skeleton, like a structure. God's Spirit has to breathe into the structure, or it's just like duty. It's just religion. That's not what we're after. What we're after is an encounter with a living God. But in order to have an encounter with a living God and to continue to mature in our relationship with Him, these are practices that help us create that consistency and weave that fabric. So I'm going to give these to you quickly. The first one is Bible reading. And the way that we do that here at Element Church is, of course, we can all read our Bibles however much we want. Read the Bible as much as you want. As a pastor, I want you to be reading the Bible all the time. But one of the things we do here is it's called soaping. It's scripture, observation, application, prayer. It's a simple way of reading the Bible and then processing what you've read. We read a scripture, we observe what it says, we apply what it says to our life, and then we pray about it. Now, this is built out on our website and some different materials and all those kind of things, but for the purposes of this video, you need to know that we want you to be soaping with Element Church. And the reason why is because it gives us a way that we can all move together spiritually. Like, let's say that you and I went out for a cup of coffee and we sat down and I said, hey, catch me up on your life. And you did that. And I caught you up on my life. And then I said something like, so what's God doing in your life right now? And of course, there would be a lot of probably beautiful answers to that. But one thing that we could do is we could talk about what we were reading in the Bible together, because guess what? We'd be reading the same exact thing on the same exact plan. So as we sit down for coffee and we start to talk about what is God doing in our life, we can both say, hey, remember when we read Luke 4 2 days ago? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember when it said this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how that impacted me. And then you could, wow, that's how that impacted me in this other way. We can actually begin to grow spiritually together simply by reading through scripture together. That's what we do by soaping. And I want to tell you, if you want to be part of Element Church, please soap together with Element Church. It's part of being the community. It's one of our spiritual practices. Number two, spiritual practice is prayer. So Bible reading is one, prayer is two. And what we do an ongoing e-group that prays weekly, typically Wednesday morning. And then also twice a year, we do something called 21 Days of Prayer, which is an extended period of often prayer. Often of fasting. We'll fast in January when we do 21 Days of Prayer. We do it in January and in August. And so we will do two series per year of 21 Days of Prayer where we just really lean in and we learn to pray together. And then that really teaches us prayer so we can carry that through the rest of the year and grow and mature in our prayer lives together. The third practice for us is Sabbath. If you are an Element Church person, you practice Sabbath. And you say, I have never even heard of that before. Well, you can study it. And maybe for some of you, you're like, I've been doing that for years. That's wonderful too. But Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments. And we believe as New Testament Christians that we're not under the law the same way that we were. But it doesn't mean... I'm trying to gloss that quickly because for the purpose of this video, I don't want to do all the theological teaching, but there's an important point here that keeping the law does not establish our relationship with God any longer. Okay, that's what I mean when I say we're not under the law in the same way. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross is how we relate with God. It's His work, not our work. It's by grace through faith alone. And that's how we have relationship with God. Having said that, the law, the Ten Commandments, they still inform us about what good living looks like. And one of the Ten Commandments is to Sabbath. One day a week is to have a 24-hour period where you're not producing. Now, I understand that this is really a challenge in our current culture. And again, we've done teaching on this and we'll continue to talk about that. So this is not the place for me to build all that out, but I will say it's one of the spiritual practices. And really, it is a gift for us to be able one day out of seven to stop and to rest and to delight in God and in his gifts to us. And when we learn to do that, what we're doing is opening our hands and saying, God, I will trust you that you can do in 6 days better and more than what I could do in seven working in my own strength. And so God, I'll work hard in 6 days. And then on that seventh day, God, I'm going to honor you and I'm going to cease to produce and I'll trust you for the rest of it. It's a step of obedience, it's a step of faith, and it's something that we do at Element Church is we Sabbath. And I will tell you, it'll change the other 6 days. And again, we'll talk about that more, but that's a practice that we do here. It's a step of spiritual maturity and growth. You say, Pastor Scott, does every single person at Element Church Sabbath? Probably not. Can I tell you as a pastor, Pastor Scott, do you desire every person at Element Church to Sabbath? Absolutely, 100%. That's my prayer for you. Number four, soul care. I'm going to move through these a little bit more quickly. Soul care, we do silence and solitude retreats. We journal. We process our emotions. We grow up emotionally, not just spiritually, because you cannot be spiritually mature if you're emotionally immature. We grow in self-awareness, and we are consistently growing personally in our souls. We have a freedom course that we do, and we also live in a book called The Emotionally Healthy Discipleship, and by Pete Scazzaro. We love it. That's a book recommendation for you, but we're big on growing emotionally and spiritually and being self-aware and dealing with our past. You know, you got to deal with your past. It's impacting you right now. So soul care. The fifth one is church involvement. The fifth spiritual practice is church involvement. We're in a covenant community together. We participate and we partner. Talk about that a little bit more in the next video, but church involvement, we are committed to community together. And then the next one, six, is tithing and generosity. Now, listen, I know there's a lot of people that come from a lot of different backgrounds on this. We are a tithing church. So Element Church is a church that believes in tithing. If you don't know what tithing is, tithe literally means tenth. It's out of the Old Testament. It's Hebrew. It means tenth. And what the Israelites would do is whenever they would have a crop come in, they would take the first tenth, they would give their best and greatest and first to God. They would take the first tenth and they would give it as an offering to the temple, to the priesthood. And it was their act of saying, God, I thank you for the harvest. I give the first tenth to you. And then I trust that you'll help me steward and live on the other 90% in a way that is even better than if I would have kept the entire 100% for myself. We're a tithing church. It's a decision of trust and obedience. And we give a tenth. So Element Church gives a tenth of everything that comes in Element Church. Element Church gives back out to other ministries. Me personally, our family, I would never ask you to do something that we don't do. Pastor Scott and Erica, we are tithers. We were tithers way before we were pastors. When we were part of churches in the past, we were tithers. We believe in tithing, both personally and corporately, and we want to challenge you with that. It's a spiritual practice, and if you're part of Element Church, we just want to be upfront about that. If you don't want to play ball like that, you're like, I don't really believe in that. That's fine. That's great. There's a lot of places and a lot of churches for you, and by the way, you're welcome to come to Element Church, always. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to give anything. You don't have to serve. You don't have to help. You don't have to do anything. You're always welcome to come and sit and be part of Element Church in that way. We just know God has so much more for you. And these spiritual practices are for us to mature and continue to step into the life that God has for us. And tithing and generosity is what a Christian is. Tithing and generosity, where we give of our life to others and we give of our life to the mission of God and we give of our life to something bigger than ourselves, that's just something that we step into as a church. And so if you want to be part of Element Church, we want to challenge you and encourage you. Begin giving, begin tithing. It's part of what we are and what we do. Lastly here, the last spiritual practice is service. missional assignment. It's us waking up every day and saying, God, you have a purpose and a plan for my energy and passion and gifting and talent and finances and strength today. God, I want to use it for your kingdom. And one of the ways we do that is we serve the campus and we serve our community. Another way that we do that is we serve on teams here at the church. And so you can actually fill out what we call a team element application, and you can actually serve here at Element Church and make a difference in the life of someone else with your time and talent. And so that's what we do. Those are spiritual practices. So again, wrapping this first part up about a local church, what do we do? What's the strategy of the local church, the first bucket? We gather on the weekends. We group together. We do e-groups. We grow. We do growth practices together, which I just ran through for you. And then lastly, we serve on teams together. And I kind of already touched that there on the last one. And we want to invite you to join Team Element. And we want to invite you to give financially. We want to invite you to covenant and partner with this community of people. Let me wrap up this local church part with this. There are five levels of involvement as we talk about involvement at Element Church. Number one is participation. As I alluded to earlier, you can come and participate in a Sunday. You can come and be part of a group. You can partner and join online and just participate. Just be part of it. That's the first level of involvement. And that's wonderful. And we love that that's the place where people start. And we love people that are starting there. We don't have any problem with that. We love that. Please start there and stay there as long as you need to stay there. Having said that, there are four more levels of growth or maturity or participation. The second one is membership. And so people say, man, I really want to be a part of this. That's probably why you're watching these videos. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a member. Well, here's what membership looks like. Membership looks like participation, which was the first level of involvement, being around, being a part on Sundays, being a part of groups, participation and partnership. And what partnership looks like for membership is that the first step you attend, you participate, but then you tithe, you give, and you give of your resources to invest in the mission of the local church. And that is how we quantify membership. It's participation and partnership. It's actually being a part through your time and attendance and also through your finances. And again, we've done a lot of teaching on tithing. We typically do a series on giving every year. But for us, it's a big deal. We're a tithing church. We believe in it. We believe in partnering with God with our earthly resources. And so that's what membership looks like. The third part of involvement, the third step of involvement is team element. We add in serving. So first is participation. I'm showing up on a Sunday. I'm part of a group. The second part is now I'm giving. Now I'm tithing. Now I'm financially investing in this work. I'm actually a member. I'm actually participating and I'm partnering with this work. I'm a member. And then the third is now I'm serving this work. Now I'm not just partnering just with my treasure, my finances. I'm partnering with my time and my talent. I'm actually serving other people. I'm joining a team. I'm actually giving out of my time to serve. And then the fourth level of participation is actually our leadership team. And this is people that are leading others. You're not just serving on a team, you're actually sometimes leading a team or leading a group of people, or you're taking on greater responsibility. Maybe you're leading a soap group, or maybe you're leading an e-group, or maybe you're helping lead 21 days of prayer. Maybe you're helping lead a freedom group, or maybe you're helping facilitate one of those seven growth practices that we talked about. Maybe you're helping in administration in the center of the week. There's a lot of different, lead in administration. There's a lot of different things you can do. And again, as you continue to take steps, we have a step of leadership team. And then lastly is our staff or our board of trustees. And that's greater responsibility. And that's really implementing the heart and the vision of Element Church down through. And that's really the final level of involvement. And we have a little graphic for you here where you can kind of see this. This will be on the website. You can check it out. But that's really how you can be involved in the local church. And then I'm going to close out this video with really this second bucket. Remember, we talked about the local church bucket. What's the strategy? And then the second bucket then is our ongoing campus investment, And that'll be our next video. All right, you guys, well, welcome back to part two of that question of what is our strategy? What are we trying to do here? And I want to talk about ongoing campus investment. And, you know, you can ask a question, how do you make a kingdom impact in an international leadership incubator? And that is a question we're asking all the time. And by the way, we're continually evolving our strategy because the campus space is continually evolving. I mean, we're talking about like distance learning, and where there's a lot of things that have changed even with COVID. There's a lot of evolving stuff. So for us, we're like, hey, let's continue to keep our minds open to how we best serve the campus community as a church. But here's what I can tell you is we're serving the campus community as a local church. And that right there, you guys, don't overlook the simplicity of that, of being a local church that is available for college students. That is an ongoing campus investment. And so I'll kind of break this down. How do we do an ongoing campus investment? There's kind of two pieces to the strategy of this. Number one is you think about the students on campus. And then the second one, and a lot of people miss this, the second one is the campus ministry leaders that are on the university campus. And if you think about that second group for just a second, a lot of them are in their 20s. They're people that have graduated recently and they feel called into the ministry. And now they used to be a student on a college campus and now they're 23, 24 years old, 22 years old, whatever it is. They've graduated. They're a year or two out of graduation. And now they're actually leading people and call it what you want, pastoring people, and they need support. And of course, they have support from the ministries they're a part of. But here locally in East Lansing, who's rallying around and helping them? And the answer to that is our church. I'll say one of the answers to that is our church. So two kind of two-pronged strategy, students and then ministry leaders. So first one, students, what we want to do is we want to lay a spiritual foundation for the rest of their lives. We want to help lay a spiritual foundation for the rest of their lives. And we've wrestled with how to do that in the best way. We've tried a lot of different things. And what we've come to grips with is that the best way to lay a spiritual foundation for a student for the rest of their life is to be a life-giving local church on a campus, like a multi-generational church on a campus. And it's fascinating to us because we talk to a lot of students and they'll say things like, I have a lot of, these are the kind of quotes we get. I have a lot of environments where I'm with my peers. I have a lot of environments where I'm learning from people my age. I don't have a lot of environments now that I've left my mom and dad's house to be around people that are up the road from me in life, people that have kids, people that have marriages, people that have relationships, people that are walking out a life of singleness. I don't have places to talk to those kind of people. People to ask spiritual questions of. That's what I'm looking for, a place to wrestle with questions and answers, a place to be a part of God's people, a place to grow in my spiritual practices, a place to experience God's Spirit. And for us, we say, well, how do you lay that foundation for life? How do you create a place for all of that? Well, let's be a geographically accessible, multi-generational, life-giving local church. And let's focus on developing spiritual practices for people. And that's exactly what we do. That was the last video. And so we're just going to do that on campus. And that is offering something profoundly beautiful and deep and rich to a university campus student. We're an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. The second thing that we do is we try to help ministry leaders. And again, helping ministry leaders helps students. But it's a different avenue and it's a different channel. And a lot of people miss Element Church's involvement in this way. We believe that if we strengthen Christian leadership already in place on campus and we expand ministry activity through unity and collaboration on campus, that we can actually better serve the student, which was prong one of the strategy. And so here's what we do. We financially support several MSU campus ministries. Across the board, we partner with a lot of different people, but we put our money where our mouth is. We financially partner with ministries that are actively operating on campus. They are not competition for us. We are on the same team. And so we want to help them. And so we're going to just go ahead. It's, you know, a lot of times Christian ministries interplay and kind of, there can be tension. One of our mentors, they said to us, anything that you're ever struggling to compete with that's a Christian ministry, just go ahead and start giving money to it because it's hard to tear down with your mouth and your heart what you're funding with your wallet. And so we continue just to fund campus ministry. We just say, we are not in competition. We are in collaboration and we are funding you and we are with you and we are behind you and we believe in you and what you're doing is a part of what we're doing. And so it's a win-win-win for all of us. And we financially support many campus ministries. We also are part of a monthly campus minister prayer meeting. Oftentimes we give into that. We sometimes host that, but we are part of gathering the Christian ministers on campus together and investing in them and praying together with them. We are a founding financial partner of the Hope Prayer Room, which is on campus right next to Five Guys Burger and Fries. If you know where that is, if you don't know where that is, you need to learn where the Five Guy Burger and Fry is, right on the main strip of campus there. We have been a part of that from the very inception of it, and we are still a part of it. And so that's a ministry that we have where we are collaborating and partnering in unity. We have done campus ministry worship nights where we actually call the campus ministries together and create an environment where we can all worship Jesus together. I'm personally part of the Religious Advisors Association at Michigan State University, where we're investing in the campus as religious advisors. I have a Michigan State ID. And then also I've done work with some of the sports teams. I actually was a chaplain for the MSU football team over the last few years. And so the inroads that we're making as a church into ministry that's already happening on campus is a beautiful thing. And I wanted to let you know that's part of our strategy that a lot of people miss is we're not just reaching undergraduate students. We're creating a church, a multi-generational church, a church of all ages and nations that's geographically accessible for undergraduate students. But there's a lot of ministries that are doing pancake parties and Thursday night pizza in the dorms, and we love that. We're actually helping support the leaders of those ministries. And we believe as a local church that the stability of a local church can come behind those ministry leaders. And actually, we can better serve students in dorms on a Thursday night by serving the leader of the group of the students in dorms on a Thursday night. And that is the other part of our strategy, in addition to, of course, reaching students that we can reach on campus as a local, life-giving, multi-generational church. So that's the second bucket of our strategy. We're a life-giving local church, and we are an ongoing campus investment. And that is the end of this video. I'll see you on the next one.